All right, Jamosa, good afternoon. Good afternoon. So first of all, thank you to Jacob and to Yossi and to Jeremy and Abstentia for organizing. I'm sorry?
Sponsoring lunch?
I don't know. Is there a sponsor today? Not that I know of. But I think Jeremy is... Maybe he's volunteered in Abstentia. Okay, good. Jamosa, so I want to actually cover a really interesting topic that will at least begin today, and I think has a number of different fascinating ramifications and applications. And it's an interesting shaila that comes up in Kibud Av Va'im, in honoring parents, b'chavad, in honoring parents, and I think certainly becomes a more acute issue as parents become older. So let's take a look. Number one, an incredible Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Ravasi Havalei Ima Zekina. Ravasi had is like reality TV now. This is
chicken pastrami sandwich wrap.
Good. So Ravasi had an elderly mother. She got like hazard pay or something, you know. Ravasi had an elderly mother. Ima zekina. Amrele, she said to him, Ba'ina tachshitin. She said to him, I would like some jewelry. Avadla, he made her, or he bought her jewelry. Ba'ina gavra, she said, I want to get remarried. Apparently Rav Asi's father must have passed away. So she said, I would like to get remarried. And she's saying this to her son. So he says, na'ayin loch, no problem. I will look into shidduchim for you. Right? I'm happy to go ahead and try to make a shidduch for you. Then she says, ba'ina gavra de shapir kavasach, I would like someone who is as handsome as you. This is the mother talking to her son. I would like to marry someone who is as handsome as you. At this point, the Gemara says, Shavka, Rav Asi left his mother, Va'azal la'arad Yisrael. And he traveled to Eretz Yisrael. So what's an incredible Gemara? So what's unfolding over here? Is, again, thank you. It's okay. You know, don't worry, it's not... No, it's part of the lunch learn experience. See, you do need him to call out. It's good. So the Gemara says as follows. So again, so just to recap over here, so Rav Asi has an elderly mother. The fact that she's elderly is a very important part of the story. We'll say, anyone order this? Somebody must have ordered. David, did you order? Did you order two lunches? Good. Okay. Good. Good. So Rav Asi has an elderly mother. So remember, again, she starts making these requests of him, right? So again, I want jewelry. No problem. Gives her jewelry. I'd like to get remarried. No problem. We'll look into shidduchim. But ina garba de shaper kavasach, I want to marry someone like you. At this point in time, he says, too much. Too much. He ups. Remember, Rav Asi is living in Babel. In Babylon, he decides to leave his mother and ultimately come to Eretz Yisrael. So this is a dramatic Gemara. Why is this a dramatic Gemara? Because here you have a story of a son, who's not just a guy, but an incredible Talmud Chacham, leaving his elderly mother behind. Now the truth is, we assume that based on the story, who is responsible for Rav Asi's mother's care? Rav Asi. The Pashas Rav Asi, right? After all, again, I need jewelry, she goes to her son. I need a husband, I need to go to her son. And yet Rav Asi is actively leaving his mother behind and going to Eretz Yisrael. Comes along there.
Maybe he went to...
Oh, so Jacob's such a good guy, right? It's okay, so you're coming. You can announce away.
Chicken Caesar salad?
Yeah.
So the reason, hear what Jacob is saying? So Jacob is saying maybe, ultimately again, Rav Asi went to Eretz Yisrael in order to go ahead and find the shidduch for his mother. How do you know that's not the case? Look at the lashon of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Shavka. See, it could have just said Azul la'ard Yisrael. And had it just said Azul, I would have said like you. Maybe he's going to find the Rishidduch. Shavka is dafka lashon of leaving. So Rav Asi actively leaves, his mother goes to Eretz Yisrael. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam learns an incredible halacha from this Gemara. Mi shenitrafa daito shal aviv o shal imo. If someone is a parent who has nebach, is no longer has das. Nitrafa daito literally means gone insane. What it means is, they're not of sound mind. Someone has a mother or a father who is not of sound mind. So what do you do? Mishtadel linhog imaim kefi daitam. You should try to go ahead and conduct yourself with them to the best of your ability, meaning wherever they're holding. Ad sheirucham aleim. To the point, and we'll define these terms, to the best of your ability, as long as you can have proper compassion upon them. V'im yefshir lo la'amod. But if you can't handle your parents anymore, because they have just... Now, nishtatu literally means like insane. But you understand what this means. It means if you can't handle them because they're just too difficult, literally, again, they lack capacity to such a point that I, as a child, I just can't handle this. What's the halacha? Yanichin, you could leave them. V'yelechlo, you could take flight, or you could leave. V'yitzave la'achirim la'anhigem karay lahem. And the Rambam says, you could delegate your responsibility to your parents, to others. So we'll say, right, the boys are listening over here, right? Good. Right.
The inference here is that the third request is unreasonable, and that could be taken as a proof that
So we'll explore the case a little bit more, but apparently the way the Rambam in general understands this gemara is that the third request was just when I put it over the top, but even the first ones were not appropriate, right? Well, again, we don't know left abruptly. We don't know. Shafka means he left. You know, right, when we read the Gemara, it sounds like she asked him and then he took flight. I don't know, abrupt, he left. He left. But yes, I just want to point out, so the way, like Rabeli is saying, the way the Rambam understands this case, which is incredibly dramatic, is he understands that the mother of Ravasi was not of sound mind. So we'll say, so you understand why this Gemara is incredibly important. Because remember, again, this gives us a case of dealing with parents with Alzheimer's, with dementia, with other diminished capacity situations. What do you do? What is the obligation of a parent, of a child to a parent who doesn't have das? So what the Rambam says is, if your parent doesn't have das, your parent has diminished capacity, Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever it is, you need to try. You definitely need to try to take care of the parent. But if you feel you cannot handle it, and again, the Rambam gives a lot of room. He says, "V'im i'efshar lo la'amod." I'efshar la'amod means what?
Can't stand.
I can't stand. Like literally, like I can't deal with this. Like I can't deal with this. Mipnei shenishtatu bi'yoser. Now we'll say that's very subjective. It doesn't mean I can't do it. I mean a person could do a lot. It means I can't stand. Like I can't handle this. If I can't handle doing this, then I have the ability to abdicate my responsibility towards my parents, give them over to someone else, and ultimately take leave. Comes along the Ravid. The Ravid in number 3 is very bothered by this. Look what he actually says. Very short. First, he quotes the Rambam. Mishin nishuf adaito shel aviv yanichin v'yelech lo v'yitzav lachem lanin kroi. So we'll say, again, you have to understand, this is like a grand... Remember, before the Rambam came along, what would you have thought? Would you have thought, did Ravasi do the right thing or the wrong thing? What would you have said? What? You would think?
So what thing he did not do?
Right, that he did. Josh is so good. He's, instead of saying wrong, he's like, Behema enena tahora. Right. So, right, I would have thought this is wrong. This is your parent. Right? The parents also raise difficult children. So sometimes children have to go ahead and deal with difficult parents. And it's very demanding. No, that's the responsibility. This is an incredible chiddush of the Rambam. Sisi Abu say, the Gemara tells story of Ravasi. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell me, did he do the right thing? Did he do the wrong thing? The Rambam interprets the inclusion of this story as a halacha. This is incredible. Why is the story brought down? Why do I need the story? I have to hear about Rabbi Ravasi's dynamics with his mother. So the Rambam understands the story is included to teach us halacha, that Ravasi was modeling correct behavior. He tried as long as he could, but at a certain point in time, he was unable to handle anymore, and so he upped and left. He upped and left, and says the Rambam, halacha lamaisa, that is indeed correct. Try, but the moment that you can't do anymore, you have the ability to outsource to others. Comes along the Ravid. Look at the middle of the first line in number 3. Amar Avram. The Ravid comes along and he says, Ein zu hora'a nechona. Rambam, you're wrong. You're wrong. Your pesach halacha is absolutely wrong. Because in hu yelech v'yaniach lo, if a child is going to abdicate their responsibility to the parents, l'mi yitzaveh l'shomro. If a child's not going to take care of the parent, then who will take care of the parent? Shimon said, this is actually incredible. It's such an incredible observation by the Ravid. So the Ravid says, can you find a caretaker to take care of the parent? Can you do that?
Yeah.
You can find someone. But what's the message that it sends to the caretaker if the child is not involved? So that's it? The child washed their hands? So tell me, so you don't care about your mother? So I should take care of your mother better than you would take care of your mother? The Ravid says such a thing doesn't exist like that. Once the child washes his hands of the parent, you can't expect anyone else to really take care of that parent. So Sad, just tell you something interesting. You see this a lot in hospital settings, very often in hospital settings, that people who go into a hospital with a familial advocate, right, where they are half family there and family is present, at least in my experience, what I've seen with my own eyes, this is not a general statement, but only my observations, is there's a different level of care when a hospital staff knows that there is a familial advocate unit around them. Masha Inkin, if the family is not there, because not to say that the person is neglected in the hospital, chas v'shalom, but at the end of the day, the standard of care is just different. It's just a different reality. So the Ravid says, Rambam, how can you codify that the halacha says that a child is permitted to wash their hands of their parents? Where you get such a thing like this, right? Just like a parent raises a child no matter what, a child has to take care of a parent no matter what also. The parent is difficult, the parent is of diminished capacity, deal with it. So incredible machlokas is in the Rambam and the Ravid. So therefore, you have to understand something. By extension, how does the Ravid view the episode of Rav Asi?
He's wrong.
Right? Isn't this incredible? The Ravid views the story that Rav Asi ultimately was incorrect. He did not do the right thing. So the machlokas Rambam and Ravid, it's amazing, is literally machlokas on the story. The Rambam says he did the right thing and he modeled for us. Try as hard as you can, but the moment you reach a breaking point with your parent is the moment you could go ahead and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't do anymore. Take leave. Outsource. Ravid, absolutely not. Rav Asi, I'm sorry. I'm sure you tried. I'm sure it was difficult, but you are wrong for taking leave of your parent. Comes along the Radvaz in number 4. And the Radva says something amazing. He says, "Kevan Rav Asi avot uvda benafshe, ve'eich hinicha v'halachlo." So the Radva delves into it a bit more, and Radva says, "Let's analyze." Rav Asi was a great man. So a question I have to ask myself is, Rav Asi, you had an elderly mother, and you went ahead and you left her. You left her. So ultimately, again, why did you leave her? Why did you leave her? How do we understand your behavior? Watch this. Alavadai tziva es achirim lefarnasa. Ultimately, again, the Radva says Rav Asi must have made proper arrangements for his mother. He must have. He must have arranged care. He must have gotten a home health aid, whatever he got. Vezu takanasa. And this, but the Radva says, I'll tell you why this works. Why is this a good solution? To find someone else to care for his diminished capacity mother. This is incredible. Shiyishma al haben ga'aguin velo michsa famine. Radva, you know, sometimes what's the challenge with dealing with family members? Is sometimes, even in healthy situations, we often talk to our family members in ways that we would never talk to strangers. That's just the cloud guddle. And even with a sense of diminished capacity, sometimes, again, a person will speak to a son differently than they will speak, ultimately, again, to an unrelated caregiver. So listen, now the Radva says something amazing. So therefore, the Radva says, actually, Ravasi's logic is very sound. Ravasi understood, that his ability to help his mother was going to be limited and confined by the strictures of kibbut ein. Right? There are certain things you can't do because it's your mother. But ultimately, again, others will not be bound by those same behaviors. So look what he writes. Radva says, this is a bit dated, Radva, only about 500 years. Ve'efshar al yedei haka'a tachzer mishtusa. Everyone knows that sometimes you could just slap the shtus out of people, right? Slap the shtus out of people, right? And suddenly, again, they are returned to normal. That's a good title for the shiur, right? Right? You could just slap the shtus. So obviously, again, the Radvaz is focusing on their understanding of mental health, right? So understanding that sometimes, like, this is just like a state of being. Sometimes that person just needs a good zets. in order to begin. But to globalize it a little bit, we're going to see this theme. The Radvaz says that sometimes, again, the idea being that a stranger can do something to a person with diminished capacity that a child could not do. Right? A child, let's say, has certain obligations towards a person. For example, let's say, you know, this comes up. Let's say the parent is a diabetic and they need to check blood sugar. It's not pashut for a child to test their parent, right? To draw blood, right? A child is not allowed to draw blood from a parent, that, right? There's actually, it's a daraisa. Could be a chiyuv misa on the surface, done intentionally with malice. But even drawing blood for blood sugar is problematic. So again, there are certain things that a child cannot do, even though they might be warranted for the health of a parent, that ultimately what? That a stranger can do. So the Radvaz comes along, and the Radvaz siding with the Rambam against the Ravid, right? And saying, no, Ravasi did the right thing. Because Ravasi understood, see, the Radvaz is just making it a bit more sophisticated. What the Radvaz is saying is, sometimes a parent with diminished capacity requires a standard and level of care that a child is not capable of, and maybe even better, not permitted to deliver. So in fact, the fact that Rav Asi absented himself from his mother's care was actually a good thing. This allowed for someone else to come in, give the mother ultimately again what she needed. He goes on, he says, "Umaisim bechol yom ukiyote bazeh." These things happen every day, where a child reaches a point where they cannot care for their parent in the right way. And again, we'll see even contemporary examples of this, where they cannot go ahead and care for their parent in the right way. And the things that need to be done, again, the Radva's example of this is the hakah, is the patch, is the zets. Okay, so that's a bit extreme. But again, reflecting the norms of his time, a child can't do that. Ravasi can't go ahead and give his mother the little patch to quote-unquote snap her out of it, but someone else can. Vahaben if shalom lahasos davar mizeh. So we'll say, so far now again, you see everybody's lining up. So you have the Rambam and now the Radvaz. Oh, you're saying that Rav Asi is modeling the right behavior. Try your hardest to care for the ailing parent, but when that becomes impossible, the godless of the Rambam and the Radvaz. And see, the Radvaz is building on the Rambam. Because what did the Rambam say? The Rambam says that he's justifying Rav Asi's behavior, right? Because when you have a parent of diminished capacity, try your best, but then the moment that it's just too much, you are permitted to absent yourself. The Radvaz is taking it a step further, because Radvaz is not just saying it's permitted. What is Radvaz saying? What is he saying? Sometimes it's actually the mitzvah. Sometimes it's actually the best approach, the lechatchiladik approach. You see, the Rambam is justifying. The Radvaz is saying sometimes the parent needs a level of care that the child is not permitted to deliver. And therefore, again, it's not only is it permitted to remove yourself, but it's actually required to remove yourself. Comes the Bach in number 6. And the Bach says something amazing as well. He says, Kasav Rambam, Misha Shavadai. Look what he writes. So this is a little bit of a longer Bach. We're not going to do all of it. He says, Haran, Ubal Migdal Os Kaslu Shadivre Ramam Hin Talmud Aruch Mehad Ravasi Havale Hai Imazakin of Agambe Yosef Hiskimimam Shaloka Rivet. So the Bach begins by saying there are many more people on the side of the Rambam than of the Rivet. Vani Omer Das Harivethi Dahahi Ima Lo Nitra Fadaito. So the Bach comes along and says, I think that everybody's misinterpreting the case. So you will say, how does the Gemara introduce the case? Rav Asi Havale, Hahi, how does it call her? Ima Zakena. It doesn't say Nitra Fadaita. Right? We'll say, when the Gemara speaks about Tira Fada, speaks about a Shota, the Gemara doesn't use that verbiage here. Right? The Gemara says, Ima Zakena, she was old. So therefore the Bach comes along and says, I think everybody's mixing up the case. The case is not a case of diminished capacity. So what is it? Watch this. He says, she was just old. Now what does that mean? She was just old. There's something separate happening over here. She's not nitra fadaita, right? She's not diminished capacity. What is she? She's just difficult. She's just difficult. That's all. But Ravasi understood here was a father. And this is going to be incredible because you're going to see this come up in a different context as well. He understood that what's going to start happening now. You see, Ravasi saw an escalation in her behavior. Remember again, according to the Bach, it's quite possible. Also, the Gemara doesn't tell us everything. What does the Gemara tell us? She wants jewelry. Legitimate request? Yeah. She wants to get remarried. Legitimate request? Yeah. Now you're getting picky and shiduchim? Right? Now I want a guy like you? Already now Ravasi says, I see what's happening over here. And it's quite possible there are even more that happened to Sarah than what's recorded. But what I see happening over here is, my mother is beginning to make unreasonable requests of me. Not because she is of diminished capacity, but rather why? Because she's difficult. So Ravasi says, here's the challenge. If I remain with her, and she keeps asking me requests, and I can't fulfill those requests, that's a lack of kibbutz. So what does he decide to do? He decides to absent himself rather than be unable to comply with her requests. So we'll say this is actually an incredible idea. What Ravasi decides to do is to remove himself from the presence of his mother in order that he's not at odds with what she's asking. So this is incredible. So the Bach totally changes the narrative. Up until now, Rambam, Ravid, Radvaz are all assuming that ima zikina means shenitra fadaita, diminished capacity. And that's why we're learning halachah. We have parents with diminished capacity. The Rambam says, try as hard as you can, but okay, if you can't do any more, absent yourself. Radvaz, not only can you absent yourself, good to absent yourself, because some other people could do for her what a child can't do. Ravid, chas v'shalom, you can never absent yourself, especially with a parent with diminished capacity. It's cruel and unusual to leave a parent high and dry like that. Bach, you're all having the wrong discussion. That's not this Gemara. She's just a difficult lady. Why does Ravasi leave? Because sometimes, says the Bach, the way to deal with difficult parents is how, remove yourself from the situation. Because if you have a difficult parent and you keep yourself embedded in the situation, at a certain point in time, what's going to happen? What? I'm sorry?
You're enabled.
That was beautiful and sensitive, right? So besides enabling, is something much more, much simpler. What's happening over here? At a certain point in time, you are going to be on the wrong side of kibbutzim. That's the problem. So if Asi says over here, at this point in time, I have a difficult mother who's making unreasonable requests. So one of two things is going to happen. She's going to get angry at me for not complying with her requests. I'm just going to lose it with her and therefore again tell her what's the matter with you. But either way, it's not good. So instead, I choose to remove myself from conflict. That's really what's happening over here. Rav Asi is not leaving a mother with diminished capacity. He is removing himself from conflict so as not to be in violation of any of the tenets of kibbutz aim. Quite incredible. But look what the Bach goes on. He says, however, he says, Avamisha nitrafa daito. Listen to what the Bach says, very strong words. But if a parent mamish has diminished capacity and requires extra help, ein hadas no senes shianichin yelechlo, chas v'shalom, that a child should ever leave that parent. That a child, chas v'shalom, techevan de'ena mitzuva l'kaim tzivuyim, ve'eno yare me'onesh ba'avuro al tzivuyim, shere ein lehem das, im kein eno mechuyiv kiim la'achilim u'la'ashkosim u'la'shamram, this is incredible. The Bach says, when the parent has diminished capacity, this sounds strange, it's easier to deal with the parent. We'll see here what the Bach is saying. A diminished capacity parent is much easier to deal from a kibbutz perspective, kibbutz perspective, than a difficult parent. Because a difficult parent, you're obligated to respect and honor. A parent with diminished capacity, what's your obligation towards them? To clothe them? To feed them, and to make sure physically they're taken care of. Do you have to deal with their quote-unquote craziness? Is that your obligation as a child? No. They can make whatever demands they want, say whatever they want, but their words are meaningless. And as a child, I am not obligated to act on those things that my parent says. If my parent is difficult, but full capacity, that's a much greater challenge. But if my parent has diminished capacity, chas v'shalom, to leave them alone. In fact, kibbutz avim becomes, quote-unquote, easier. Why does it become easier? Because I don't really have to pay attention to what they're saying. My obligation is just to take care of them physically. So the Bach comes along and confuses everything. The Bach says, first of all, Rambam Radvaz, Ravid, you're all wrong about the story. This is not a story of a mother with diminished capacity. This is a story of a mother who is difficult. Therefore, we understand why Rav Asi left. Because if he would stay there, it would pose an acute challenge to his ability to properly honor his mother. So you see from here, that's what? There is an important takeaway. Important takeaway is, when you have a conflict in Kibbut Avvaim that you cannot resolve, how do you deal with it? Remove yourself from the situation. It's going to be very important in just a few moments. If there's a Kibbut Avvaim conflict that you cannot resolve, remove yourself from the situation. But nitra fadaita, diminished capacity, right? Dementia, Alzheimer's, there your obligation is to make sure your parent is safe, secure, fed, physically taken care of. What they say or what they ask you to do is irrelevant because there's no das. Therefore, your non-adherence to their words ultimately, again, makes absolutely no difference. Chas v'shalom to leave a parent under those circumstances. Rabosei, so what's the halacha? So turn the page. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch. And Rabosei, you could imagine that this is a dramatic halacha. A dramatic halacha. What do you do with parents? So let's first deal with the Rambam, Raivin, and Radvaz. What do you do with a parent with diminished capacity? What is my obligation as a child vis-a-vis these parents who I love so much, but have now unfortunately deteriorated to a point that they no longer have full cognition? Says the Shulchan Aruch, number 6. Misha nitrifa das avivo imo. If one has a parent who nebach has diminished cognitively and no longer has das, mishtada linhog imam kefi daitam ad shirucham aleyam. We'll say these words are very profound. You should try to take care of them to the best of your ability. Ad shirucham aleyam. Ad shirucham aleyam means what? Means what? Until you could have compassion on them. In other words, we'll say this is incredibly important, and unfortunately you see this all the time, of children who mean very well taking care of their parents, but they become so nasty and so disrespectful and lack such simple derech eretz towards their parents. That's no longer a mitzvah. That's yetzer schara b'hefseido. Whatever you think you have earned by taking care of your parents, you have lost by the way you are treating them. So the Rosh Hashanah says a person has to know themselves. Take care of your ailing parents to the best of your ability, as long as you could maintain a sense of rahmanas, compassion, empathy, respect. These words are means. What does it mean? What does it mean? If you can't stand it. Like, I can't do this anymore because in Meshach Shtagel B'Yoser. Now, I will say that can mean a variety of different things. That can mean it's too heartbreaking for me. I can't see my parents like this. Not that they're difficult. I can't deal with this. Or they're just so incredibly difficult that I can't do this anymore. Yeleich lo vianichi. You are permitted to absent yourself from the situation. V'yitzaveh la'achirim l'nagam karoi. Assuming that what? Now, the caveat is very important. You can't just get up and leave. What do you have to make sure of? That your parents are well taken care of. So we'll say an incredible halacha. And an incredibly subjective halacha. Right? Incredibly subjective halacha. There's no objective metric for this. Like, how much do you have to do for a parent with Alzheimer's, dementia, diminished capacity? That's that the halacha leaves in is a totally subjective shear. Do it for as long as you can. What's the definition of as long as you can? As long as you can maintain proper respect for your parents. As long as there's proper respect, then halacha lemaisa, you could continue to go out and take care of them. But the moment that you can no longer maintain proper respect is the moment that you should absent yourself, give over their care to others. Darach HaShulchan writes in number 7. Similar idea. Misha nitrifa das avivo imo mishtad linog imam kifi daitam ad shiruchem aleim. Kilomar, shetisya shev daitam. Now, by the way, if you notice, the Aruch HaShulchan uses the different lashon. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was nishtagu biyoser. Nishtagu biyoser means what? Nishtagu meshuga. They went out of their mind. What is Aruch HaShulchan's lashon? If I can no longer deal with my parents, mipnei shenishtanu biyoser. Nishtanu means what? Changed. Now, see, you hear the distinction? See, what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, sometimes, it's not that my parents is crazy and demanding. It's that it is too difficult for me to watch the change they've undergone. People are wired differently. I can't watch this. I can't look at this because I know who they were and I know who they are now. And it's just too difficult for me to deal with this. What's the halacha? Kasav Rambam sheyelech lo v'yanichim v'yitzav l'achirim l'nagam karayi v'hissig arayved dimu yelech v'yanichim l'mi yitzav l'mishama kalashono v'ein zu asaga. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Ravid. And the Ravid says, but one second. If a child absents themselves from the care of the parent, who is going to take care of the parent if the child's not going to do it? V'ein zu asaga. The Ravid writes, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's not a good kasha. It's not a good kasha. Why? Then really the Rambam, halchikamer, the adua, So again, the Aruch HaShulchan quoting a little bit of dated techniques when dealing with mental illness. You often restrain people. You would often time. Now the truth is, even today, there are times you have to restrain people. A child cannot restrain a parent. Now, obviously, if there's a sakonas nefashos, that's something different. But in general, a child can't restrain a parent. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, there are times that the standard of care that is necessary for a parent cannot be delivered by the child. It's usher for the child to do these things. Therefore, under those circumstances, it would be mandated for the child to walk away. But even before that, the Shulchan Aruch is already saying that what? A child could do only what a child could do. And if I reach a point where ultimately, again, I feel like I can no longer do this. I just can't do it. And can't do it is a very subjective gray area. I can't handle it anymore. Ultimately, again, the child has the right to absent themselves from the parents' care. Yes?
The way that the Aruch HaShulchan is putting the Rambam, he sort of explains the difficulty that we had earlier. As he says, kind of filling in the blanks for the original Rambam. So maybe the Rambam is making the assumption that there is
Correct. It must be that he's making that second step, right? Because otherwise, how would he... that's why the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ravid, your question doesn't make any sense. Because obviously the Rambam is not advocating for just leaving your parent to sing bye, Hatzlacha Rabba, right? I'm sure you'll be fine. It must be, right? The Aruch HaShulchan is taking it for granted that I must say that the Rambam is obviously saying that Ravasi, before he left, made arrangements for his mother. Child, before you absent yourself from the parents' care, make arrangements for your mother. So I'll tell you something interesting. In the Nishmas Avram in number 8, he quotes over here from a Tzitz Eliezer. And the Tzitz Eliezer asked an interesting, he was asked an interesting question. If you take a look at number 8, we're not going to do the whole thing. But he writes over here, Mitamid Chacham Echad, second line, paragraph Aleph, She'imo Nitrifa Daitala, Umafriya Bitsura Harifa Seder Shalom Bais. Seder Shalom Bais. What happens? A Tamid Chacham, his mother's living with him. Mother's living with him. Not just the Tamid Chacham, he's a Tzaddik also. And he says, mother, and what happens? And apparently, again, she was of diminished capacity, and just her behavior was upsetting the seder in the home in the Shalom Bayis. Imuter lo lekashra bechevel al kisei. Is he permitted to tie his mother down to a chair? Kafi pekudas harofe kedesh lo tishtal. Now, this was not just his own idea, right? Yeah. This is right, right. Right. This, yes. Right. So this was apparently whatever her situation was. This is what the doctor advised him to do as well. So the Tzitz Eliezer says something as well. So the Tzitz Eliezer says something amazing. She'asar lo leben likshor es imo elakise machmas shtusa ella alav lemasra ulesadra bidi achirim sheinagu achas azu aderek. So what's the Tzitz Eliezer said? No. You cannot tie your mother down to a chair, but you absolutely could kind of, now it might be the time for you to outsource her care to someone else. right? At this point in time, if this is what she needs, then Eino Chinami, perhaps you as a child no longer have the ability to really care for her. So we'll say, what comes out from all of these halachos is really something dramatically amazing. So halacha lemaisa. So we see the, so just so you follow the progression, we follow, we have the Gemara Bar Abasi, Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid, exactly, did Rav Asi do the right thing, wrong thing? Ravid says wrong thing, Rambam says right thing. Radvaz builds on the Rambam, not only was it the right thing, b'di'eved, but it could very well even be the right thing, l'chatchila. Rav Asi felt he could not care for his mother in a way that would not compromise his kibbutz aim, and therefore he felt it was the right move to outsource her care to another. And this pretty much is what is codified lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Aruch HaShulchan, namely, that a child should try to care for an ailing parent. And again, we're talking about over here, shenitra fadaita, because in the cases of mental illness, right, dementia, Alzheimer's, these are the most difficult situations of caring for an ailing parent. A child should try their best to try to care for the ailing parent. But if either the standard of care necessary for the parent is something the child himself is not allowed to do, or the child just says, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I just can't do this. Either because, like the Rambam said, like the Shulchan Aruch said, Shenishtagu biyoser, or like the Aruch HaShulchan says, Shenishtanu biyoser, then the Halacha says they're absolutely permitted to outsource proper care of the parent to another person. I'll just conclude with the Bach. You remember the Bach? So the Bach was the one who had the dramatic idea that everybody's interpretation of the Gemara was wrong. And in fact, the mother of Rav Asi was not of diminished capacity. What was her problem? It's a problem a lot of people have. Just difficult. It's just a difficult lady. Just a difficult lady. So why does Rav Asi leave? Rav Asi, according to the Bach, if she had diminished capacity, that quote unquote would have been easier. Because truth is, you don't have to listen to anything she says. You don't have to listen to her mishigas. You don't have to listen to the craziness. All you need to do is make sure that she's fed, taken care of, safe, clothed, and secure. That's your obligation as a child, nothing more. What was difficult about Rav Asi's mother is that Nebuch, she was difficult. And he was concerned that at a certain point in time, she's going to ask me things that are just difficult, and I'm not going to be able to fulfill kibbutz ave'im. So he absents himself in order not to run into a conflict of kibbutz ave'im. Shabbosai. That Bach yields for us an incredible idea. Look at number 9. The Aruch HaShulchan says, look at the third to last line, right before the bolded letters. Im Aviv Rasha, Eino Chai Bechvodo. So we'll say this is a different topic, where maybe we'll cover this in a future week. If person's father, person's parent is a Rasha, there is no obligation of Kibbutz Ave'im by a Rasha. What definition of a Rasha is, we'll leave it for a different time. But we'll say, watch this. Vim Eino Rasha. Let's say my parent is not a Rasha, but Rak shemisnahig bemidos ros. My parent has very bad characters. I will say, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's a loose translation, right? But the parent is exceptionally difficult. Exceptionally difficult. But we're not talking about abuse over here. That's something different. Let's say just the parent is just a very caustic personality. Just a very difficult person to be around, right? Visanoi labrios. Or ultimately, again, the parent just can't, parent doesn't get along with anyone. Or, v'chinim haya shikr, the parent is a drunk, all right, or contemporarily a substance abuser. So in all of these cases, I will say, what's coming on in all these cases? This is a difficult person. And because my parent is a difficult person, what's going to end up happening? The limits of my kibud avaim are going to be tested. Right, there's going to come a point where I'm going to say, you know what? This is impossible. Aruch HaShulchan says, Tov sheyisrachek es atzmo mimenu. You are permitted to distance yourself from your parents. So I will say, this is based on the Bach. Ultimately telling me that what? That halacha lemaisa, when I come into a situation where the limits of kibud avaim are going to be tested, because my parents, not about me, my parent is a difficult person. Shikr, midos ros. Sanoi Librios, just a very difficult person. And at a certain point in time, there's going to be a conflict between my kibbutz ave'im, my ability to properly fulfill kibbutz ave'im. Aruch HaShulchan says, you are permitted to absent yourself. It's an important halacha. You are permitted to absent yourself from a toxic parental relationship in order not to avoid ultimately a conflict with kibbutz ave'im. All right, we'll stop over here. Maybe we might continue other topics to keep it up. There's a lot more to talk about in the future. Shrimp, we'll stop over here.
Just saying that I don't want to, like, either way that you understand.